Thank you, Professor Postman, for so clearly and in such an inspiring and interesting way pointing out the choices that now are made and the consequences that come from them. Now, if I can say a few words from the depth of my heart, I am deeply grateful for the privilege of being with each one of you young men and women on this significant day of your life. The tremendous effort that has brought you to this moment of success, with its inherent acquisition of professional skills, attributes, and experience, will bless you throughout your life. Those were obtained through your tireless personal effort on a campus unique in all the world. You have had a blessing of a faculty and staff that are not only extremely gifted in your field, but have been worthy examples of leadership, devotion, and service. You found among your own student body noble characteristics. All of this has been done in a spiritual environment centered in principles of truth. You are unique. And what we expect of you is far beyond the average of what we ask for a graduating class elsewhere. We are proud of you, extremely proud of you. Your presence here indicates that you're each singular man and woman of great value and potential. Your education here has provided a powerful means for you to obtain worthy ends. Some individuals in the graduation euphoria and the release from study and launch into their next phase of life, without much thought of what they plan to do, will lead them to worthwhile ends. Without clearly identified foundation objectives, the natural focus on means can lead to patterns of life that are not satisfying and fulfilling. With a fervent desire to help you reorient your life at this time of commencement, I have tried to distill experiences of a lifetime into a few simple suggestions that you may wish to consider. They've been tested in my own life. I know that they will bring you happiness and success if understood and followed. First, center your life in Father in Heaven and His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and in their plan of happiness. Focus the cream of your effort on creating an eternal family. Some of you have begun that as husband and wife. Others are in the process of finding an eternal companion. Some may have feelings that you'll not have such a blessing. Do not cheat yourself that way. If you've not done so, decide now that you will live to be led to an eternal companion. Make one of the highest priorities of life the formation of an eternal family. Then live to permit the Lord to guide you to that objective according to His timetable. As you think about it, you will confirm the truth that what motivates us most in life is the desire of our heart. I believe the Lord looks first at the desire of our heart and then at our works. In placing Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, our Heavenly Father declared, "And I, the Lord God, said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make an helpmeet for him." And He gave Adam his wife Eve and commanded them to form an eternal family. I witness that the greatest happiness in this life comes as a wife and husband, mother and father, work together under the guidance of the Lord to create an eternal family. In a private setting recently, Elder Neil A. Maxwell made this profoundly inspired statement. Perhaps it will help you as it has me. We can be what we are supposed to be, even if we can't do all that we're supposed to do. Think about it. Second, establish a set of guiding principles for your life and never compromise them. make no exception to them. Difficulty in life begins when small deviation of true standards are made to justify a quick move to higher accomplishment. That pattern does not work in life. Strength comes from making no exception to foundation principles. Without such guidelines, an individual lives for the moment, making decisions according to current circumstances. Such an individual is doomed to violate eternal truths and lose by rationalization many of the marvelous opportunities of life, where they result in greater achievement and happiness. Be honest and loyal. Keep your word. Keep your commitments. If your responsibility is to provide an income for a family, select work with good leadership in a field that really matters. Give more than is expected. Your background from this university means that minimum average work is not acceptable. Admit to mistakes when you make them. We all make them. That builds character and respect, and accept full responsibility for your actions. Today your thoughts center on training you've received. Yet as time passes, the eternal truths you've gathered along the way become more important to you than any specific training you've obtained here now or will in the future. Use all of the truth you have learned to form the foundation of principles upon which you will guide your professional and private life. Center those principles in gospel doctrine. Third, with your gospel perspective, identify the keys to meaningful success and consistently use them. Real success is not centered in wealth or position. Should one's prime interest be focused there? We've heard a very good description of what happens from Professor Postman. That pattern generally is accompanied by an insatiable desire for more things, more power. True success comes from fulfilling the condition of the Lord's plan of happiness, beginning, when possible, by being a good mother and father, forming a solid eternal family. It includes serving honorably and in a trustworthy way. It results in producing something of lasting benefit. In short, when your actions are consistent with the teachings of the Lord, that is success. Live so as to be trusted. Trust opens wide the gate to exceptional opportunity and success. Seek to be challenged in what you do. Don't look for a safe haven where you have no risk. You'll not have any growth or satisfaction either. And avoid compartmentalizing your life into segments that apply to profession, to church, and to family, using different standards in each segment. Your life is a continuum where the same standards of truth, integrity, honesty, hard work apply to every aspect of your life. Smile. Everyone has problems, but nobody wants to hear about them. Smile. It's a beautiful way to let sunshine into your life and to spread it to the joy and benefit of others. Don't complain. There'll be times when life just isn't fair. Sometimes others will make decisions that affect you professionally or otherwise that are absolutely unfair. Don't waste time complaining. Life is charged with opportunity when you seek the help of the Lord in finding it. Look for the gold nuggets of opportunity. Mine them and use them. Fourth, serve others. Immense happiness comes from selfless serving of others. Always have a church assignment. Always. Don't ask for a specific assignment, but ask to be used so that you'll be constantly connected to the reality of eternal truth. That effort will keep your life in balance. It is a sincere love for each of you that have motivated these suggestions. Their fulfillment will require you to continue to live a life of obedience to the Lord's teachings. With that pattern, you will consistently be in an environment of spirituality, protected from the contaminating influences of the world. It will require constant prayer and the courage to follow the promptings that come. It will result in the Lord guiding you and your footsteps to where you never imagined you could possibly go. I invoke a blessing of the Lord on each one of you, that your dreams will be consistent with His will for the greatest happiness of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.